Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the Midday Show. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio today, alongside Hugh Douglas, as we try to move forward to the New Orleans Saints. We'll have former Saint Deuce McAllister coming up later on in the show.
Deuce was an animal.
He was, man. You talk about a power back.
No, listen.
It took four guys to bring Deuce McAllister.
Man,
down.
Listen, you talk about we had Jamal Anderson. Now we're about to have Deuce McAllister. The era that I played in,
yeah,
had some grown ass men running the football. Man.
A little
it
different.
Wasn't them, one of them little Lilliputians back there running the toting the rock. They had some big ass running backs. Like Saquon Barkley's not a little dude.
No,
don't talk about back in my day when you're all plant based now.
Yeah. You. I mean, seriously.
You know what?
This is so disturbingly.
You know what?
Listen
you know
to
what's
show.
Funny? I never thought in my whole entire existence that I would ever be the guy who would say, start a sentence by, hey, back when I did it, you know what I mean? But here I am.
I'm listening to the show sometimes, and Hugh, you're getting bullied by plant-based Joe and plant-based Kyle.
Man, I ain't thinking about
Hugh's
Kyle
the plant-based
or Joe.
One now.
You've
I
adopted
have grown,
their ways.
Listen, I have grown as a radio host.
Mm-hmm.
I like to look at things in different views.
Believe in defense, dude.
No, defense is a luxury still. And I kept telling y'all before the season started. Like, I said it. See, you know what it is? Since I'm here in Philadelphia, I'm going to tell you what it is.
What happened to Hugh Douglas I used to know?
If I would have said, this defense is garbage and nobody and everybody suck, everybody would understand that.
Yeah.
They would have understood that. But no, I try to use nice words because I don't want to make anybody feel bad. And I said I wasn't going to be that guy. So I said, listen, our offense is going to have to score a lot of points. I'm saying the same thing.
Right.
But y'all ain't here. You see, you can't. You got to be able to read between the lines. See, we need to grow up as a people.
Okay.
Because you know that's what I've been saying the same thing the whole time, man. I ain't changed what I said. I knew this defense was probably gonna look like it looked.
I didn't know it would look this bad, Hugh. And that's the thing.
It looked bad.
Terrible.
It looked bad. Look at it like this, TK. It looks bad because they can't stop the run. They definitely can't get after the passer. But The Falcons played a game where they kept the game close, and they tried to win it in the end.
Right.
It's like being in a horse race, and you have a lead horse, the rabbit, and then you have a pace horse.
Mm.
And when you get around to that last lap, then you try to take over. You know, you've been drafting all the time, and then you just kind of do the slingshot move. That's more like NASCAR. I use horses, but NASCAR probably would have been a better analogy. And that's how you win. That's how you win.
Yeah, and it was that way.
Try
on,
to tell
on Monday
you.
Night.
Try to tell you.
Bad loss Monday night. I want to know, are we overreacting? I say no. I think the signs are there. This team could be in big trouble. The defense is a mess. The defensive line is terrible. Hugh and Kyle said we're overreacting a little bit. Pump the brakes. This team's going to be okay. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. We'll get to the phones in a second here. But first, checking on what people are saying about the Eagles nationally here. Here was Nick Wright yesterday on FS1 talking about the Eagles and his reaction to Monday night.
Super Bowl team. I don't know that they're – I think even that statement might be overrating them. I don't know that they're a playoff team. They have lost 7 of 9. Last year, across the board, they had a bottom five defense. This year, across the board, they have a bottom five defense. I liked their draft picks, but rookies don't typically instantly help you in the secondary. That's how they were going to fix their secondary. They have a bad defense. They're poorly coached, and their quarterback is becoming increasingly hard to trust.
Poorly coached is strong.
Poorly coached is the one.
That's the one cut that jumped out to me.
That's
poorly coached.
That's the one that I kind of disagree with. I mean, I know I'm in the minority. I didn't think the coaching on Monday night was that bad. But you look at the other things, Hugh, and as far as they might not be a playoff team, I don't think it's crazy. When you look at the defense, how bad they've been, and Jalen, he played great the other night, but that decision at the end of the game
was a bad
decision.
It was tough. It was tough. I look at it like this, and I know it's probably not the way that most people are looking at it. You take away, and we can't. I know that. You take away that drop, and we score. Jalen doesn't throw that pick. He has a good game.
Yep.
I mean, that's the bottom line. Jalen got caught, in my opinion, in a situation where, you know, I'm pretty sure in his mind, you know, think about it like this. Kirk Cousins, a feeble, old-ass quarterback.
Feeble.
Goes out. No, I'm just trying to.
That's a tough
word. No, listen.
Use.
I'm trying to frame it in a way that people can understand, because when I use nice words, nobody understands those.
Okay.
So I'm going to use words that are mean and hurtful.
That's good growth by you.
You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to. Like,
you're
I'm,
on WIP, buddy.
You know what I mean? So, feeble quarterback, that's a statue back there. He goes out and he orchestrates a Tom Brady-esque drive. So now if I'm Jalen Hurts, the young Thundercat on the other side of, this, of the field, I'm looking at that and I'm like, holy snickerdoodles. I got to go make a play. Like, I need to be, because that's what quarterbacks are fined by. Like, how many times have we seen games where in the waning moments of the game, Tom Brady, Joe Montana, Dan Marino, like, that's what defines great quarterbacks. So Jalen gets caught up in the matrix on that play, and he wants to make a play. But doesn't happen that way.
But that's where I think what makes great quarterbacks is playing great situational football.
And that's what I'm saying. Right. In that situation, Jalen wanted to make a play and be considered one of those great quarterbacks.
Right. I think just take the check down, get into field goal range there. But other than that, Jalen was pretty good. And then there's the other side of it. As far as, are we overreacting? Is this team going to be okay? Here's what Shady McCoy had to say yesterday.
The Eagles, we lose in the world, right? I just watched Dallas get smoked, right? And nobody want to talk about it, right? But the Eagles, is it panicking? Is it over for us? No. We should be 2-0, but we're not. We're 1-1. Cool. Okay? We're still a favorite to win the division, right? We lost by, what, 1 point? And our best player on the field, Saquon Barkley, missed a 1-yard pass to seal the game, which if we throw him that pass 10 times, he's going to catch 9 of those, right? So, and then our best player, right, that was my best player, didn't even play, AJ Brown.
Talk about it too far.
I had a chance to talk to him yesterday, and he said, thank God I ain't play. Because the Falcons couldn't contain me, right? They had a hard time watching Devontae Smith. Mm-hmm. So you can imagine what they did with AJ Brown. Mm-hmm. So I'm not panicking at all. I mean, it's early season, right? But trying to, you know, new coordinators on both sides, defense and offense, trying to figure everything out. We're going to be fine, though. All I'm saying is, if you need the Eagles to lose by a talented Saquon Barkley missing a 1-yard pass, the league's in trouble.
Ooh.
The league is in trouble.
I like that bravado.
I love Shady. It's a little bit of loser talk from Shady. I mean, come on.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean, just, what if A.J. Brown played? If Saquon caught the ball, well, A.J. Brown didn't play, and Saquon dropped the ball.
Yeah,
so they lost.
But as a former player, I understand where he's coming from. I mean, I get both sides, because we're in it. We're in it, and we see it every day. But like I said, I've had a few days to think about this. And I always try to put myself in position as an older player or a player. And I say, okay, going into the week, if I'm listening to sports, I don't have to. Like, when I played, I didn't have to listen to sports radio. I knew what my neighbors were saying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, being in Philadelphia, that's the beautiful thing about being here, is that neighbors and everybody else, if you don't read the paper, they'll let you know how they feel about you, because they're going to let you know.
These guys know what's going on.
Yeah, they know what's going on. That's not a great place to be. And I'm watching film and watching me get drove all around the field and looking bad. That's not a great way to feel.
I can say this, Hugh. What happened to you it's not what happened to Bryce Huff the other night. You never got pinned inside repeatedly Bryce Huff did the other night.
My pride. I got.
You never looked that
bad. Not saying that he isn't prideful, but I feel like Bryce Huff probably isn't comfortable in the role that he's in right now. And you know what's funny, TK? I was thinking about that, reflecting on my playing time. And I called my old coach. I called Coach Hamilton yesterday. And I said, hey, man, I appreciate you taking the time out to teach me, like to take that extra time, because I feel like a lot of times we look at these players because they make a ton of money, and we don't realize that, you know, that coaching in the NFL is important, like it is in high school and in college and all the other stuff. It's important. Right. These guys need to be coached up, man. And I don't know. This is not an indictment on the coaches, because I don't know what's going on over there at the NovaCare complex. But if you've invested $50 million in a player, I think you owe it to the organization and to that player to try to help him out as much as he possibly can. Again, this is not an indictment on the coaches, because I don't know what's going on over there. But if I'm Bryce Huff and I'm struggling and I know I can do this because he's done it, I need to probably go to my coach and say, hey, what do I need to do better?
Well, whatever it is, they need to figure it out, because they need the defensive line to play better. And they need Bryce Huff to play better, bottom line. 215-592-9494. Are we overreacting to the Eagles' loss on Monday night? Let's go to the phones. Go to Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
Jeff.
What's up, guys?
What's going on, man?
Hugh, I can confirm the Wawa out in the Cincinnati, mainly the Cincinnati-Dayton area.
Yes, that's what it was. Man, I was so – listen. Yep. I'm not even in Ohio. I was so excited.
I'm heading out to Dayton today. I'll be out that way today, later on today.
But, man, I was so excited when I heard that. Yeah. So when I do go to Ohio, then I know I can get me a Wawa sandwich at any time of the night.
Yep. And also, back in my day, we drank water out of a hose, and I'm still here, so I'm good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So, TK, I do think we're overreacting, and I think your assessment of the game being, I'm trying to think what term you said it was, disgraceful?
The way they gave that game up, I thought was disgraceful.
So here's the thing. Did you not say before the game you thought there was a chance they could lose?
Yeah, I thought there was a chance, sure.
So why are you so mad that they did?
Because the way it happened, Jeff. I mean, you watch a game play out, and your opinion's allowed to change. And that game was right there for them. And bottom line, you know, the star running back, catch the football. It's that simple. Catch the ball.
I know that. There was a lot of things going on. The thing that not disturbs me, the thing that I'm most concerned about is mainly the defensive line, dude. I mean, like, Huff is just basically on a milk carton somewhere, and they're not getting – and they couldn't get any pressure on Kirk Cousins. That's the problem. That needs to be fixed. But as far as Saquon dropping the ball, that did ultimately – I guess that was a nail in the coffin type thing to cost him the game, because if he catches that ball, most likely they win that game. But it's not from because of a lack of ability. That was just a lack of concentration or whatever. Those things can be fixed.
But Jeff, that isn't frustrating to you that he would lose concentration in that spot? And it's not they may have won the game. No, if Saquon catches that ball, they win the game. Game's over.
But it's not. It was frustrating, but it's not going to frustrate me for the rest of the season as if that's going to be a normal thing. I don't think I'm more in line with you on this. I don't think that's going to be a normal thing.
So, no,
yeah, it was a tough loss. A disgraceful loss was how the Cowboys got their butts dragged across the field.
That bravado they had was different.
But that's where I'm at. I'm just saying we overacted a little bit too much, and I'm looking forward to this next game.
Well, I hear you, Jeff, and appreciate the call. I would just say, Hugh, I mean, when I bring up the word disgraceful, I mean, you got as you being a former defensive player, and I know your views on defense have changed a little bit here, but that drive at the end of the game. That's a disgrace. I mean, they went down the field in four plays. They were at the Eagles' 7-yard line.
Yeah, yeah. TK, as a fan, and I know you're a diehard fan, if that's how you feel, man, that's how you feel. I don't have a problem with that.
Thank you.
and I don't have a problem with the way Jeff's feeling either. But I, as a former player, I feel like I'm always in football mode when football season starts. So that's why I try not to get too high or too low when I watch games and everything like that. That doesn't always work because I'm down at the shore this weekend and I'm watching games and I was cool in the beginning, but then I'm yelling and screaming and people looking at me like, what the hell is wrong with you? Who is your team? And I'm like, I'm not rooting for anybody. I'm rooting for football.
Right.
You know, I'm rooting for football. So I try to be measured during the week after an emotional game like this. And I understand that everybody's upset. I get that. But this team, as bad as it looks, isn't as bad as it looks. You know, the defensive line, yeah, that's a problem. I believe that's fixable. I believe this pass rush is fixable. I see a lot of stuff that they're doing, that simple technique, that if they change some of the things that they do with their technique, that could help the pass rush. And it's this. Sacks always come in bunches. That's what I was always told. You need to figure out, like, a lot of times when I watch them play, they take themselves out of pass rush by their splits. The way that they line up, take themselves out of pass rush. Their situational awareness isn't good, and the reason why it's not good is because they haven't stopped the run. Right. Like, you're trying to pass rush on clear pass rush downs when you haven't established dominance against the run, and they're catching you slipping. Like, a lot of times – it might look like a rundown, and I'm trying to remember some of the scenarios that I remember seeing. It might look like a rundown, but it's a passing down,
right?
Or it might look like a passing down, and you get in the pass rush mode, and they run the ball, you know. So you're getting caught because you haven't established anything across the board. Seth said something the other day that's true. He said they're not good at anything right now.
Well, yeah, and that's a problem and something they need to get figured out is this defensive line. And that's why I am so upset. It's not necessarily just the loss, but a sign of things to come and the fact this defensive line could be a real problem. But we also, in addition to our Eagles conversation, we have a pair of Phillies tickets to give away for Monday night, and we figured what better way to give them away than do some Hughes Clues.
Have you seen my dog Hugh? He's got a brand new clue. It begins with a tramp stamp. Every fight is looking for Hugh's clues. Come on in, come on in. Hugh's clues. It's Hugh's clues and you.
Oh, I know y'all love when I do Hugh's clues. I can just tell everybody's in the car.
Oh.
Excited about these awesome clues that I like to give away on every time we do it. So what do we give away again, TK?
Keep that groan to yourself, Fransky. We're giving away a pair of tickets. Oh, L.A., sorry. A pair of tickets to the Phillies game Monday night, September 23rd. I'm very excited, Hugh. I'm very excited.
Yes.
Phillies Cubs, Monday night.
Yeah, I am too, man. This is the last homestand too, right?
Yep, last home game.
Well, the regular season home game.
Regular season.
So I'm telling y'all, so you got to listen to these clues because this is a good clue. I am proud of myself for this first clue.
Okay.
This guy is currently selling sausage.
He's selling sausage? What kind of sausage?
Man, I mean, come on.
I think it's, I don't know, hot sausage.
Hot sausage? Okay.
How about that D, baby?
Get yourself a little bit of that sausage, you?
Sausage. I ain't got no sausage. I ain't getting no sausage.
Why not?
I didn't, because it's... Like, now you're asking me questions that I can't answer because they might guess it.
All right.
But he's currently selling sausage.
All right. Well, this guy's selling sausage. That's our first clue for Hugh's Clues today.
I can't wait till some of these clues come in.
Let's go back to the phones. Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
What's up? Hugh, what?
What? What you talking about, Chris? What I do?
What am I talking about?
I'm just saying, that's a great clue. It's a great clue.
God. All right, let me get to my points before I get to this nonsense and take a stab at the sausage pause. Guys, Hugh, well, you mentioned something earlier about running backs. Want to bring you back a little bit last set of pass. How about the bus? And luckily for you, you missed out on Brand Jacobs. So, yeah, we don't usually see
that. Yeah, Brand Jacobs is a big-ass dude. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Guys, I was ready to say that we're overreacting. I was ready to agree with you, Hugh, but then a little bit of panic set in, and what happened was this morning I listened to Jason Kelce explain what Nick Sirianni does, and it was a lot of words and a lot of fluff and not a whole lot of substance, but the thing that really alarmed me, and I got my hand hovering over the alarm button with this team this year, where I was not there. Now I'm there because he kept saying, I believe Nick did a good job. I connected with him. I saw what he was doing. Not once in that interview did I hear him say, we or the team feels it was all about him and how he personally felt. Maybe I'm reading too much into that because he's a former player, so they don't want to talk about locker room things, but mm-hmm. I felt like it was too much of his. He was deflecting by just talking that he believed in Nick and he followed Nick. But again, I didn't hear anything about the rest of the guys. And the problem with Jason is Jason's not in the locker room anymore. So, you know, the Fletcher Cox is gone. So maybe some of the veterans still believe in Nick, but the young guys, maybe not so much. I don't know. Am I reading too much into that?
I think so, a little bit. I mean, but we all see it differently, though, Chris. I think that, you know, with his connection over there, I'm pretty sure that he's still talking to some guys that are willing to talk to him and don't look at him as a member of the media yet. So I think that he still has a firm grasp on the locker room. I do.
Okay, so he's just trying to give his take, and he doesn't want to speak for them because they'll get mad about that.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
All right, I follow you. Okay, all right, now I feel better. That's why I needed to talk to you. I need clarity in my life, Hugh. You know, like, important things. You warned us last week. You tried telling us the defense is irrelevant. You know, I need your clarity.
Well, did you have clarity on who sells sausage, Chris?
I don't know. The only guy that I could think of is Jimmy Dean.
Jimmy
That's
Dean.
A good guess, though.
It's a good guess, but it would be incorrect. Thank you, Chris. So not
man,
Jimmy
Chris.
Dean. One guess off the books. And that is our first clue for Hugh's Clues today. This guy sells sausage.
Selling sausage.
And we'll have more clues as the show goes on. Next one coming up at 11:30. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Run more calls in the next segment. Did we overreact to the Eagles' loss? I say no. Hugh says yes. Also, guesses for Hugh's Clues. Rhea Hughes will join us at 11 in studio. Always love talking to Rhea. Plus, Derek Carr, what he had to say about Vic Fangio's defense. That's coming up next. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio alongside Hugh Douglas. It's the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.